With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House has passed a $14.5 billion aid bill to Israel, combined with cuts for the IRS. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it makes sense to offset the Israel aid package with IRS funding.
If Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate. But I did not attach that for political purposes, okay? I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal agents have searched the home of a top fundraiser for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Correspondent Norman Hall has that.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
A New York jury convicts FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man was convicted Thursday in Manhattan federal court by jurors who rejected his testimony that he did not defraud customers. Bankman-Fried's been jailed since August when a judge concluded he tried to influence prospective trial witnesses. The widely used HR program Workday is back up and running after suffering a nationwide outage Thursday. Dow Detector noted reports about the issues early Thursday morning. Nearly 70% of the more than 1,200 Workday users who reported issues complained about problems. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy embraces so-called transgenderism.
Under a new policy, midshipmen who are scheduled to have a sex change operation can seek exemption from their military service requirement. Academy officials say they're just complying with President Biden's order that all military services avoid discrimination against transgender recruits. Some members of Congress are concerned, though. Republican Jim Banks of Indiana says he has some questions about the new Merchant Marine policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkins issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate on potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia's higher education institutions to submit updated comprehensive safety plans. This is SRN News. A major agreement between Israel and several Arab nations is showing signs of unraveling. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The first tangible sign of distress for the Abraham Accords in response to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas came on Thursday with the recall of Bahrain's ambassador to the Jewish state and the possible cessation of economic ties between the two nations. The moves were revealed in a statement by the Bahrain parliament. Notably absent is confirmation from the foreign ministry. Bahrain was the first of four Middle Eastern nations to sign normalization agreements with the State of Israel in 2020. The pacts are being viewed as a barometer of the viability and durability of Israel-Arab peacemaking. The other signatories are the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.